Look at this passage, and we see a couple figures. One of them is Moses, and it says, by faith, when he had grown up, and he grown up along with the people, and he was looking beyond his circumstances where he was, and he was looking to God. And because he looked to God, it says he persevered because he saw the God who was invisible, that you can't see. But you know is there. And by faith, he kept the Passover, which is kind of like the sacraments. By faith, he received the blessings of God. And by faith, he passed through. And he made the right choices. And you've chosen this day for God to bless you in your journey. When we choose God, just in this world, but in the next. And know that God will honor that and go with you and love you and empower you as you keep on making the same choices. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
to say these words. Life's philosophy is not best expressed in words. It is expressed in the choices one makes. In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. Actually, for a Christian, it doesn't end there. But the choices we make are ultimately our responsibility. Moses came and he freed the people by the power of God. And things didn't go well. And so when they reached the promised land, they were afraid of what it was in front of them. They were afraid to live out their faith. But God can destroy the people that were afraid to live out their faith. It actually says, in part because of Moses' intercession and the intercession of the people of God, he forgave them. But the concept that's really important as we go through this story, forgiveness does not remove the consequences of our choices. It facilitates in an extra way the good choices, but it does not remove the consequences of bad choices. When I was younger, there was a pastor that I really looked up to, and I read his books, and one day he ran off with his secretary. After a period of time, he repented and was restored to his wife, etc., was restored to God. But there were consequences of what he had done to his family. There were consequences of what he had done to his church. He lost his church, obviously. There were consequences on the possibilities of ministry, the promises that God sought to bring through. Sometimes these consequences are obvious. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes there are hard consequences despite good choices. I mentioned my brother, he chose to be a rescue worker. He chose to interact at 9/11 and the other end. Release of the chemicals and stuff is destroying his body. But it was still a good choice, and the choice that he made, it continues to feel right. Eric Erickson once said that our life is a series of choices, from when we're little to trust versus mistrust. Which means that when we're little, if we don't live in an environment where we can learn to trust, it makes things harder. And eventually, we have to learn to trust. And in that trust comes a power to be who we are. Some will say to self-actualize. It just means to be who you are. It means to be comfortable in your own skin. And then for the Christian, it is to be comfortable for with God being part of who you are. And when we do this, though, there are consequences. I want to look at the people of God who refused to move into the promised land. God proclaims his forgiveness, but he said their choices have precluded them from the promised land. Their choices facilitated them having 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years of essentially circling. I took a plane ride once in a bad storm, and I circled Chicago with a number of other people. So we were almost out of gas. And then we came to Detroit. And we circled Detroit until we landed. They refueled us. We waited there a while, and then we went back to Chicago, where Now, I can focus on that, or I can focus on that which would not bless them, on that which would not fulfill them. At the end of the chapter of his right solo, it said, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Because this person gave himself wholeheartedly for God, it erased the text. It was aware of the barriers, but there was a greater awareness of the God who triumphs, the God who has victory, the God who gives you the strength to go through the choices, even when the choices bring hard times. Christians are never kept from hard times. Christians are not kept from making even bad choices or facing great loss. Christians are people who hold on to the promise that God has a better place, has greater strength, and is with us and will get us through. So one day, we will be with him. One day, we will sense the promises in their fullness. But by the way, in the meantime, the hope of those promises, the sense of the one who promised, sustains us. Really. In fact, so sustaining that we are God's children today.